This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streaked to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This
is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center as Fort Loramie gets set to play Rushi. And the winner comes back on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock to take on Marion Local, which subdued in the end Mississinewa Valley 40-37 in her first game tonight. About 40 turnovers in that contest. Mississinewa finishes 21-6. Great campaign. Blackhawks won 20 of their last 23 games. Came on really strong at the end of the year. Beat Tri-Village and Legacy Christian in district semifinal and district final action. Kudos to Mississinewa Valley, which fell short today. Neither team played well. Marion Local was very sloppy. So was Mississinewa Valley. In the end, Marion Local simply made more free throws, held on to the triumph. Short one-point lead on one occasion by Mississinewa in the third quarter, but Marion Local survived it and advances. And it's either Rushi or Fort Loramie against the Flyers on Saturday afternoon. Fort Loramie Redskins, great year, 24-2, 12-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Only losses suffered by Fort Loramie to Miami East in the opener, 36-33. And then to Division II, Thornville Sheridan at the Classic in the country, 54-42. Sheridan, by the way, is in the Division II Girls Sweet 16. For Rushi, final record to this point of 14-10 on the year, 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi hoping for four games to play. Would like to upset Fort Loramie here today. Redskins obviously a prohibitive favorite after having beaten Rushi twice in the season by a score of 69-31 and 60-37. Rushi came on like gangbusters, Chuck, to close out the regular season. Finished second all by itself in the Shelby County Athletic League with a mark of 8-4. Started 3-4, 4-5, won 8 of its last 10. Michael Bayshore, first-year head coach Rushi, a terrific job.
Yeah, they are so young, and it took them a little while to get rolling. They play a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores, and Bayshore, he has done a great job with them this year. They, as you said, have gotten better and better as the season's gone on.
Carla Siegel, 25 years, mentor of the Fort Loramie program, winning percentage over 80%. One of 20 coaches of girls programs statewide to notch 500-plus victories over her career. A phenomenal coaching legend at Fort Loramie, Carla Siegel. And in recent years, the Redskins have won these matches with Rushi. You've got to go back about seven seasons before you find a tournament win by Rushi over Fort Loramie. Redskins were given a tussle in the game at Rushi late in the year through two quarters, but once again Fort Loramie's speed and tenacious defense paid off. It's going to be important here tonight, Chuck, for Rushi to somehow, some way get the ball down the floor and inside to Ronnie Poling, 6'1 senior, 13 points a game, 10 rebounds. She can do some damage if she gets the ball in scoring position.
Well, she can, and I'll tell you what, when she sets up in the down on the block, if you let her catch the ball down there, you're in trouble. She's strong, and she has great footwork around the basket. The problem is, and we could have gone ahead and recorded this at the game, first game of the season, when you're playing Fort Loramie, if you don't turn the ball over, you got a chance. But everybody that's played them this year has turned the ball over.
Fort Loramie Redskins scoring totals, players per game averages starting to look a lot like the Rushi boys. leading the way, Aver Randowee. Avery's 11 points a game. Victoria Mesher at 10. Skylar Albers, 9. Summer Hoying, 9. Jaden Rose, 7. You talk about balance. It is outstanding.
And that's the reason why they're so hard to defend, because you don't know who to step out on. And they got girls coming off the bench. They're going to play 8-9 girls, and they will just wear you out.
So much at stake. The winner advances on to a regional championship at 2 o'clock on Saturday. The winner of this region, by the way, plays the Northwest Region champ in girls D4 in a state semifinal. Semifinals were played last night in Elida in the Northwest Region. The winners were Convoy Crestview and Columbus Grove. They play on Saturday at 1. That 1 o'clock winner up in Elida on Saturday plays the 2 o'clock winner here at Butler the following week in a state semifinal at UD Arena. That game would be played on a Thursday.
Yep, and I think that game would be at 1 o'clock, and then the finals, which everyone gets there, that's a 10:45 start on Saturday.
Yep, sure is. We'll return with more pregame before the start of Fort Loramie and Rushi. Another great crowd on hand for game 2. I bet we've had 3,000-plus in here for this doubleheader tonight. Raiders and Redskins upcoming next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Hello once again from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. What a job turned in by Michael Bayshore, head coach of the Rushi girls. He brought to Rushi a wealth of experience over 10 years. In 2015 at Greenville, he was the GWAC coach of the year, District 9 coach of the year, and the Southwest Ohio coach of the year. He's had coaching experience at both Fort Recovery and Versailles. And great progression, fine improvement by this Rushi girls basketball team over the course of the campaign. Good close to the year for sure. Wins in the tournament by the Rushi girls over the following opponents. Newton 52-30, Covington 50-35, and then a big triumph over Botkins by a point on a last-second shot, but Kayla Shappy.
Yeah, that was a heck of a shot, too. That was terrific.
Fort Loramie girls under head coach Carlos Siegel have given up an average of 18 points a game the last 8 games. That is an unbelievable number. It is accurate. Tournament wins over Twin Valley South, 72-12. The Miami Valley School, 74-13. Lehman, 61-12. And Fayetteville Perry, 69-17. This Fort Loramie program is one of the top several girls programs in the state. In fact, as of a couple weeks ago, it was the number one girls program in terms of victories in the 50-plus year basketball tenure at Fort Loramie. Berlin Highland, Tippecanoe, Lima Bath, Pickerton Central, also with a lofty number of victories, ranking behind Fort Loramie.
Well, Fort Loramie had a great tradition before Carla got there. She has taken it to heights I don't think they ever thought they were going to get to.
Opening five for these two teams being introduced at the moment. Rushi initially, Ronnie Poling, 6'1 senior in the middle, 13 points a game. She's joined by Jayla Shappy, 5'5 senior guard, 3 points per outing. Addison Shappy, 5'6 junior, starts 7 points per contest. Celeste Borchers, a freshman, 5'10" tall, 6 points a game. And Hazel Francis, also a freshman, 5'9", 8 points a game. Chuck, not too many girls basketball programs statewide can say they start 2 players that combine for 15 points a game, and they're both ninth graders.
Right. Well, most, if they do have them, they're probably not playing in a regional semifinal.
Opening five being announced by Mr. Public Address at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Victoria Mesher, 6 foot forward, junior, 10 points a game. Skylar Albers in a wing, 5'10 senior, 9 points a game. Jaden Rose at the point, 5'5 senior, 6 points per outing. Avery Brandewee, 5'10 forward, junior, 11 a game. And Summer Hoing, 5 foot 11 senior, 9 points a game for Summer. Opening five for these two teams, Fort Loramie in the home white, red numbers trimmed in black. Rushi with that blue from top to bottom. You could recognize it a mile away. Gold numbers, gold piping down the sides of the shorts. And as you use your imagination on your phone or computer screen, Fort Loramie going from right to left, and Rushi from left to right. Fort Loramie won both regular season games convincingly. You never know, though, when these two backyard rivals get together. It will be fiercely played, hotly contested. Very healthy rival indeed are these two teams. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Elbow jumper missed by Brandewee. Long rebound to Albers, who flung up a three. It was strong. And then the loose ball at midcourt is snagged by Rushi. Raiders have it half court to our right. No score, opening 30 seconds. Redskins missed their first two tries. On a weave out front, it's dealt on the play to Addison Shappy. Fort Loramie doubling Poling in the middle when possible. Oh, here's a double team out high. It's a jump, and the arrow keeps it with Rushi. Fort Loramie won the opening tap to start the game.
Boy, you better be strong with the basketball when you start to turn because somebody's coming at you.
Yep, Rushi player got blindsided and was sandwiched. Arrow favors the Raiders. 7:12 to go first quarter. Ball lobbed in foul line. Handled by Borchers. Back to the basket. Pivots. Gives it up on the arc. No, deflected by Brandewee. Rolling into backcourt. Another scrum. Another arrow. Fort Loramie possession. Redskins have it at Rushi's half court to our left. Summer Hoing will inbound. Ball thrown to Jaden Rose. Jaden Rose with a very good senior year. Rushi zoning, as you would expect. Ball thrown to Hoying in the middle. On the arc to Albers. Long three. A little crook. Good. Off to the left. Rebound Brandewey. Fires to Mesher down inside. Layup good. Scattered floor after the offensive rebound. Ball ricocheted off the iron into the corner. Good pass by Fort Loramie. 2 points. Double team in backcourt. Raiders in trouble. Ball fed up the near side to Celeste Porchers. Not over the timeline in 10 seconds.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things you got to look down the floor. And when you get to at the 8 or 9 in your head, just throw it down the floor.
Okay, good point. 6:32 left first period. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Rose veers off to the right. Ball fired left corner to Albert. They look inside for Mesher. Holding on her back. Victoria's got it in the lane. Squares up. Arches a shot from 8 feet. Hit the backboard, the rim. Rebound Poland. Raiders have it in backcourt. Middle of the floor is Borchers. Celeste drives on Mesher. Pulls up in the paint. Doesn't shoot. Left wing to Francis. Pivots at the foul stripe. Drag the pivot foot. Turnover Rushi. We played 2 minutes, 2-0 Redskins lead. First game today won by Marion Local 42-37 over Mississinewa Valley, which closed the year at 21-6 after knocking off Tri-Village and Legacy Christian in the tournament. Baseline drive to Mesher. There's a cluster of players below the basket, including Poling, and Mesher bounces off her shoe top out of bounds.
Yeah, and even if she hadn't done that, she had no place to go.
Nope. 5:48 to go first quarter. Rushi in backcourt. 10 players this side of the timeline. Ball deflected. Saved by Mesher. Threw it in bounds to a teammate, Albers. She navigated the lane. No, it was Brandewey who shot it. Off to the left. Rebounded by Rushi. Here come the Raiders, who trail 2-0. Myriad of shots so far for Fort Loramie. Redskins have made just one. Here's a long three from the left wing by Rushi. We've got an overguarding reach in on the three-point attempt. Foul called. Albers picks it up for Fort Loramie. And a trio of free throws are coming here for Rushi in the person of 22 Celeste Borchers. She dips the knees, arches it, makes it. I said 22. It's actually 20 as I peer around and take a look at her back.
She's got the ponytail right covering up the zero.
Three free throws for Jayla, who didn't start, came in off the bench. My mistake, she did start. I announced her in the opening five, along with Addison. Well, she sinks two free throws right here to tie the game up at 2 each. 5:26 to go in the first. Second shot by Jayla. Couple of dribbles. Fires and scores. 3-2. Rushi on top. On the dead run, Rose to midcourt. Fires left side to Brandewey. In the lane to Mesher. Pivots right in front. 7-footer over Poling. Off to the right. No good. Scrapped for the loose ball on the hardwood. Thrown on the arc to Rose. Rose steps inside the three-point line. No good. Off the heel. Long rebound, Raiders. Raiders in backcourt. Contact foul, Fort Loramie. Addison Chappie was tripped up. 3-2, Rushi. 5:03 to go here in the first. Good interior defense so far in this game by Ronnie Poling of the Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, she's making Mesher work for every shot she gets. She hadn't had a clean look at it yet.
Hazel Francis in backcourt to Poling for Rushi. She brings it up and over the timeline. Picked up by Rose of Fort Loramie. Jaden guards. Stepping inside the arc and shooting is Rushi's Addison Chappie. Deflected by Fort Loramie. Here's a two-on-two break. Down the floor to the rack. Rose shot it short. No good in traffic. Tie up on the rebound. Possession arrow, Rushi Raiders, who lead it 3-2 with 4:42 to go in the first.
Maybe it's the gym, but boy, this is just a cold shooting night for the first game and now the first couple of minutes of this game.
It has been helter-skelter so far. Here's Poling in backcourt. Loops it up the near side to Addison Chappie. Crossover dribble, double team comes. Brandewies there, nearly tied her up. Ball given back to Faith York. 5'8 sophomore is checked in. Down to Poling, 30 feet away. Poling hangs on the dribble. Weaves it left wing to Borcher. She goes baseline. Crowded. Goes below the basket to a teammate opposite side of the floor. At the elbow, a Rushi player wants to pass or shoot and is bumped and fouled. And a couple free throws are coming here for Addison Chappie. 4:13 left first period. Good start for the Raiders. Fort Normie's got just 2 points in nearly 4 minutes. And Rushi's 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Up and good by Addison Chappie. Winner will take on Marion Local Saturday at 2. Maddie Chateau has checked in now for Fort Loramie, the freshman. Second free throw, no good. Rebound down to the Redskins. Chateau in a reserve role, averaging nearly 5 points a game. Here's a long three try, chucked up very quickly by Rose. Way short for Fort Loramie. Rebound down to York of Rushi, which leads 4-2. York zips up the floor. Goes opposite side to Jayla Chappie. Chappie 30 feet away, down to the corner to York. Fort Loramie reaches in and commits the hacking foul.
Second foul on Albers.
And that is the fourth team foul on Fort Loramie. Rushi will shoot free throws the rest of this first period. 4-2 Raiders. 3:47 left first quarter. Albers sits. Maddie Shadow on the floor now for the Redskins. Ball inbounded right in front. Little six-footer, Rushi, short by Hazel Francis. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Alex Rose chases the long throw down the floor. Is pursued by Rushi, which intercepts the ball. Here come the Raiders to the timeline, leading 4-2. We played 4.5. York at the elbow on the left. Looks for a teammate. Oh, a good feed. Down inside to Poling. Shot blocked. Mesher got the rebound and threw it away. Mesher's 60-foot pass sailed over everybody's head. Fort Loramie not sharp at the start. 4-2. Rushi hasn't made a bucket. 4 free throws for the Raiders. Who made the one fielder for Fort Loramie, Chuck?
That was Mesher.
Ball walked up by Francis on the arc. Brandewy guards. Straight away, it's dealt to Claudia Haney, 6'2 sophomore. Haney throws out near midcourt to Borchers. Borchers 35 feet away now. Gets a screen from Poling, and we got a travel. Yep. Rushi player Borchers twisted around top of the circle amidst a double team and took steps. 2:52 to go. First quarter, 4-2. Rushi in the lead over Fort Loramie. One field goal in this game in over 5 minutes. Zone defense by Rushi. Outside the arc on the left, it is Maddie Shadow. Down inside to a teammate, Brandewy. Awkward delivery from 8 feet away. Goes in. It hit the rim and crawled over the iron. 4-4 tie. Here comes Haney up the floor into the lane to Poling. Baseline right to a willing teammate. Swish on the jump shot by Francis. No, Borchers made it. My mistake. Here's a travel on Fort Loramie. Traveling violation on the Redskins.
A lot more excitement on the Rushi bench and the Rushi players than they're getting out of Fort Loramie. They're going to have to find some excitement someplace.
Last field goal by Rushi by 22, not 32, to give the Raiders a 6-4 lead. Jump shot was pitched in by Celeste Borchers, and the Redskins promptly made a miscue. We are near the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. 6-4, Rushi. Midcourt, Addison Chappie. Down the left side to Borchers. Borchers to Haney, 30 feet away. Haney picks up her dribble. Goes to Poling at the foul line. Squares up right in front. Shoots. Backboard no good. Poling follows. Got it. Poling on the glass. Ronnie Poling powers to the rim. Good stick back. Brandewee in the paint for Fort Loramie. Open 10-footer. In and out. No good. It rimmed. Rebound Rushi, which is up 8-4 with a minute 40 left in the first quarter. Veering down the left side goes Addison Chappie. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Ball delivered on top to Celeste Borchers to Haney. Open three-point shooter Raiders. It's overshot, but the rebound is stuck in by Haney. Haney cleaned it up. She got the garbage. Right place, right time. Claudia Haney gets the deuce. Rushi's up 6. 10-4. Fort Loramie, far left side, Brandewee. Into the corner to Mesher. Now to Brandewee. Brandewee 25 feet away. Has Rushi gone to a man, Chuck, or still zone?
No, they're still playing zone.
Baseline left jump shot by Mesher inside the arc. Got it. Mesher hits a 16-footer. 10-6 in favor of Rushi with 47 seconds to go in the first. Outside the arc on the right, it's Haney. Haney picked up by Brandewee. Fakes right, goes left. Knifes her way into the lane. Driving left-hand layup is good. Two straight field goals by Claudia Haney. 12-6 Rushi. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Mesher at the foul line, and a slap-down foul committed by Haney. It's common. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie, 25.6 left in the first. Ball will be thrown in by the Redskins. Alex Rose to the right of the rim. Alex, a 5'8 senior. Substitution. Maddie Shadow back on the floor for Fort Loramie. No, that's Jaden Rose who will throw in underneath the hoop with 25 ticks to go. Ball fired to Summer Hoying at the foul line. The jumper is away. It's bouncing around, coming off. The rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Redskins. Rushi ball, 21.4 to go in the first. Raiders up 12-6. Claudia Haney's coming off the bench and garnered two baskets. Down to our left, Hazel Francis is awarded the ball. Pitches into backcourt to Poling. Back to Hazel. Up the near side to Addison Chappie. 16 to play. Addison Chappie gives it up to Francis. Crossover dribble. Now Haney on the arc. Straight away, Addison Chappie. Spin move with 5 to play. Foul, Fort Loramie. It's the 5th. Over guarding. Much too aggressive. With 4.6 to left in the quarter, Rushi player way out on the floor, and the 5-team foul means Rushi will toe the stripe. Addison Chappie with a pair coming. Chance to extend the lead out to 8 at the quarter's end. Free throw Addison Chappie is no good off the flange. 12-6 Rushi. York on the floor for Poling. Defensively here at the end of the first quarter for Rushi, which leads it to 6. Second free throw, Addison Chappie. 4.6 to go in the period. Looks good. It is. She squished it. 7-point lead. Fort Loramie in backcourt. Dropped the ball. Picked it up. Here's Ariel Heitkamp into the forecourt. Not aware of the time, and she dribbled away the final seconds, and the first quarter finishes. Rushi 13, Fort Loramie 6. On scores, broadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging
swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins get the ball first to start the second quarter, and like what happened in the first, the Redskins get the ball down inside to Victoria Mesher. She pulled the string on a short one. Good defense by Poling. And then we've got a timeout called in the first 24 seconds of the second period. Rushi on top of 7, 13-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Opening 30 seconds, second quarter. Rushi in front, 13-6. Here's Fort Loramie trapping. Ball is away to Poling, though. Poling gets free, hands off to a teammate. Celeste Borchers has got it. Out back to Faith York for three. Good! Faith York swished a 23-footer. Rushi leads by 10. Fort Loramie in trouble here in the second quarter. Here's a long, high-arching three. Wow! It's good. Maddie Shadow launches a 22-footer. That gets Fort Loramie off the side. 16-9. Rushi in the lead. Big basket by the freshman off the bench, Shadow. 7-point lead by the Raiders. Here's York, head of the key. And we've got a tie-up. No foul committed. Brandaway a little bit too aggressive out on the floor. 25 feet from the rim as Fort Loramie applied the double team, and Brandaway picked up number two.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is their nightmare, having a referee group that's calling close fouls like that. That's not good for Loramie.
Here is Rushi inbounding. In backcourt, it goes to Borchers down the left side, pivots at the elbow, gives it up out back to Francis, back to Borchers. Straight away, dealt to Jayla Shappy. Now York high left. Poling catches foul line, wants to put it on the deck, takes a 15-footer, and hits it. Ronnie Poling on the money. Rushi by 9, 18-9. 6 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Here's Summerhoing in the lane. Shot deflected. Partially blocked by Poling, who gobbles up the loose ball off the floor. Backcourt to York. York up the near side. Being picked up 35 feet away by Ariel Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. 5'6" junior. Ball thrown down the right side. And it is smacked out of bounds by Mesher of Fort Loramie, which is down by 9, 18-9. Biggest advantage for Rushi so far at 16-6. 5:52 to go here in the second quarter of play. Rushi inbounding. Raiders throwing in into the hands of Poling. Lost, gobbled up on the play by Haney. And we've got a tie-up occurring. Arrow favors Rushi. 5:47 to go, second quarter, 18-9 Raiders. One team foul in Fort Loramie here in the second, none on Rushi. Inbounding, Jayla Shappy, side court for the Raiders. Pitches into Addison Shappy, picked up by Heitkamp. Head of the key, Addison, faked the three-pointer, going on her. Dealt on the play to Haney. Left corner jumper, Rushi, 15-footer, pumped up there, missed on the play. But Jayla Shappy
Loose ball, rebounding foul against the Rushi Raiders.
Pulling went over the back that time.
18-9, Rushi in the lead, 5:29 to go here in the second quarter. The winner takes on Marion Local in a regional championship game Saturday at 2. The Flyers defeated Mississinewa Valley 40-37 in our earlier broadcast today as Mississinewa closes out the year 21-6. Great campaign for head coach Michael Page and his crew. Here's a long jump shot from the right corner by Shadow. It sprays off the iron out near midcourt, picked up by Jaden Rose. Into the lane to Mesher, twirling and spinning and scoring around Poling. Good shot by Mesher. 18-11, Rushi by 7. Here comes Francis driving down the lane for Rushi, all the way to the rack. Good look, couldn't get it to go. Redskins the other way. Rose into Mesher. Twisting on Poling. Squares up. Stripped on the play by Haney. What a takeaway by Claudia. Here comes Rushi into the forecourt. Addison Chappie gets a screen from Haney. Ball dealt to Borchers down the left lane line. Reach-in foul against Fort Loramie with 4:34 to go in the second quarter. And Rushi in the lead 18-11.
They got to bring Brandowee back in the game with two fouls. He has to be smart.
Rushi Raiders inbounding left to the rim. It's Celeste Borchers. Looks in the middle for Haney. Can't find her. Goes baseline to a teammate. Now on the arc to York. York through the top of the key. Ball dealt to Celeste Borchers. Here's Jayla Chappie. Oh, they try to post up Celeste Borchers down low on the right. Shot no good. Rebound is in. What a play by Poling.
Haney.
Was it Haney?
Yep.
By mistake, it was 3 and not 4. Here's Fort Loramie driving into the lane. Awkward release. Shot no good. Rebound Raiders. Fort Loramie tried to attack in a jiffy. Couldn't get it to go. Rushi's up 9, 22-11. Oh, what a lift given to Rushi by Claudia Haney. She has been stellar. Here's a pass below the basket by the Raiders. A bad one intercepted by Brandowee. Down the floor to Rose in the right corner. Flips it out to the arc to Brandowee, who chased it down. And head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. Rushi Raiders dominating Fort Loramie. 3:37 left, second quarter. 22-11. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
3:37 to go, second quarter. Rushi 20, Fort Loramie 11. Redskins have amassed more fouls so far in this game, as Chuck has noted a few times. It's being called tightly, and that works to the advantage of Fort Loramie, which fashions that tenacious, harassing defense. Ball inbounded far side of the floor by Summer Hoying for Fort Loramie. Poling back on the court in the middle of that zone defense for Rushi. Well, what a boost the Raiders were given by Claudia Haney. 3 buckets by her. Zone defense by the Raiders. But a 1-2-2, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing a 2-3.
A 2-3. Awkward 18-foot jump shot. Elbow left by Maddie Shadow. No good. Oh, a fine offensive rebound. Laid up and in.
Miley Shadow.
Good board work on the play by Fort Loramie. Miley Shadow gobbled up the miss by Maddie and put it through. 20-13. Rushi's lead is 7.
Here's the ball thrown to the post. Ronnie Poling spins through the paint area. Banks went up way too hard. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Maddie Shadow drifted up the floor. Gave it up 30 feet away to Jaden Rose. Sloppy pass received, though, by Miley Shadow, and she's crashed into by a Raider player.
Yeah, York got a hand on the pass, but then she bumped her coming across. I've been impressed with York. She's a sophomore. She's really good off the bench for them.
Yeah, this Rushi team has developed quite a bench and players who can come off the bench and score points. 7-point lead, Rushi, 2:46 to go, second quarter. Head coach Michael Bayshore has done a splendid job. Rushi pushing Fort Loramie to the limit here in the first half. Raiders up 7. Ball thrown to the post to Measure. Measure pivots. Little left-handed shot. Oh, she'll normally make that. Threw it up there too hard. No good. Rebound Rushi. Ball pinballed in backcourt. Out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Redskins missing some in-tight shots they normally would make. Keep in mind, though, Poling stands at 6'1". When Claudia Haney's in there, she's at 6'2". They defend quite well. And they've altered some Fort Loramie shots below the foul line. Here's a pass by Rushi to the foul stripe. Deflected. Loose ball picked up by Ariel Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Mesher. Open player, right wing, takes the 18-footer, and it's hit. Nailed on the play by Miley Chateau. Good cross-court skip pass. And Miley Chateau finished. It was a deuce. 20-15, Rushi by 5. Fort Loramie trying to come back. 1:48 to go till halftime. Here, out at midcourt, is Francis. Francis lobs cross-court, low on the right to Poling. Awkward bank shot is on the backboard rim. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Looked like it might go in for Ronnie, but it spun off the iron. Redskins with a chance to cut it to 2 or 3 with 1:20 left to go in the second.
And she couldn't get her shoulders turned that time to get square. And that would have been a great shot if she had made that.
At the elbow on the left, it's Hoing. Into the right corner, Victoria Mesher's got it for Fort Loramie. Stops her dribble. Out high, it goes on the play to Miley Shadow. Down the right side to Mesher. Mesher foul line to Heitkamp. Right corner, driving into the lane. Awkward shot, Maddie Chateau, way short. Rebound down to Rushi. 52 ticks to go, second quarter. Raiders up 5, 20-15. Loose ball, far left side of the floor. Rushi being guarded tightly. Head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. 42 seconds left in the second. Rushi up 5, 20-15 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Pepperucci's biggest lead in this game, 16-6. It's now 20-15 Raiders. 42.2 to go, second quarter. Rushi inbounding far side of the floor. It's Jayla Shappy. Fires to midcourt. Collected there by Hazel Francis against Heitkamp. Stops her dribble. Hits a teammate outside the arc with 30 to play in the second. At the elbow on the left, it's Haney. She's got 3 buckets. Drives the lane. It's high off the glass. No good. Long rebound out to Fort Loramie. 1-on-2. Stopping and popping at the foul stripe. Is Maddie Shadow. Missed it. No good. Rebound Heitkamp. No good. 12 seconds to go. And the Raiders have got the board. Fort Loramie continues to miss in tight. Here's Poling. Right wing to Celeste Borchers with 2 to go. Running one-hander, no. And that's the end of the first half. A little better played than Mississinewa Marion Local
but not much.
20, it's been a real offensive struggle for both teams.
20-15, Rushi over Fort Loramie after two quarters of play on scorersbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hello once again from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's halftime. Rushi in the lead by five over Fort Loramie 20-15. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Loramie's got a 16-14 rebounding advantage, 6-4 on the offensive boards. The Raiders have turned the ball over seven times. That is a great plus for them in this first half. Loramie turned it five times. The Raiders 5-7 from the free throw line. Loramie didn't go to the line in the first half. Individual scoring for Loramie, they were led by Mesher with six. They got five from Miley Shadow off the bench, three from Maddie Shadow, and two from Avery Brandaway. They scored 6 and 9, 15 for the first half. Rushi, definitely more kids that score. They got 6 points from Haney, 4 points from Poling. They got three each from York and Jayla Chappie, two from Addison Chappie, two from Celeste Porchers. They scored 13 and 7. They lead it 20-15 at the half.
Chuck, we often say the way to stay with Fort Loramie is limit the transition hoops, make them play half court. I know Mike Wiss at Minster, who lost a heartbreaker to Marion Local in the district championship in Wapak, is tuning in. And that's what Minster was able to do to Fort Loramie during the regular season, 50-47. Redskins pulled it out. But if you can limit those breakaway layups after turnovers, if you can limit the easy Fort Loramie points, make them play half court, make them earn it, you can stay with the Redskins. And Rushi's done quite well, only seven turnovers, as you noted. In Chuck's, many times teams have got 17 by halftime.
Oh, easy. Yeah, and the other thing that we're noticing, and I think if Rushi keeps this lead, the pressure is all on Fort Loramie right now.
Yep.
They're playing really loose, and Loramie looks really tight.
That's our halftime report, 20-15, Rushi over Fort Loramie at the break.
Our halftime brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Yep, here we go on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, ScoresBroadcast.com. Your radio on the phone for high school sports. Right away to start the third quarter of this game, Fort Loramie gets the ball to Avery Brandewee in the far left corner. She gets a screen for a trifecta and drills it to make it a two-point game. And here's a steal at midcourt. Mesher takes it away to Hoying in the lane. Oh, what a block! Crammed, stolen by Poling.
Boy, that was a heck of a block by Poling.
Yeah, boy, the interior defense from Rushi has been very good in this contest. Fort Loramie starts the second half with a made three by Avery Brandewee to slice the deficit to two. Biggest lead for Rushi was 16-6. It's now 20-18. Here's Hazel Francis, elbow on the left. Jump shot off the mark, no good. Loose ball rebound in the corner to Rose of Fort Loramie. Caden Rose darts down the floor to Brandewee. Behind the arc, doesn't shoot, back to Rose, who sets the attack. A minute 15 gone in the third. 20-18, Rushi. Elbow jumper, Mesher. High in the air, off to the right, no good. Rebound, Poling. That was a little crooked when it left her hand. Ball thrown down the right side to Borchers. Borchers in the far corner for Rushi. Out on top, gives it up on the play to Addison Chappie. Here's Francis. Francis starts through the paint area, stripped on the play by Fort Loramie. Here's a run out, sprinting down the floor. Albers poked away from behind by Rushi. 6:16 to go in the third, 20-18 in favor of Rushi. Low scoring tilt, that's what the Raiders wanted.
Albers hadn't scored, Hoying hasn't scored for Loramie.
In one of the games we covered this year up at Canton in the Berlin Highland Classic in the country, Hoying and Albers had one bucket between them. That was one of Fort Loramie's two losses to Thornville Sheridan, the 12th. Sheridan still in the D2 girls tournament playing in the regional. 2 minutes, 20 seconds gone, third quarter. Mesher catches in the post. Defender for Rushi is on her shoulder. It's a common foul.
That was on Francis. She tried to go over the middle instead of reaching around.
Ball inbounded, baseline right at the rim of Jaden Rose. Fires into Brandewee. Oh, good head fake. Up with a 12-footer. Short. Pulled the string on it. Rebound Poling. Lost. Fort Loramie gets it. Saves it back in. Right to Poling. Here comes Rushi. Four-court left. Holding foul. Right in front of the Raiders bench against the Redskins. 20-18. Rushi in the lead by two. This was a 16-6 game in favor of Rushi. 3 minutes and 50 seconds into the second quarter. So in the last nearly 7 minutes, Rushi scored only four. And Fort Loramie's whittled a 10-point deficit down to two. Oh, here's a good reach around and a steal by Albers. Albers took it away from Francis. She went the route, the distance to the rim. Good! 20-20 tie. We're tied up at 20. The official, in demonstrative fashion, issues some kind of a warning.
Yeah, it was a deep. Matty Shadow knocked the ball away. He gave him a delay of game warning.
What a play by Albers. Took it away. Top of the circle in Rushi's half court. Traced down the loose ball at the timeline and hustled down the floor. Made a driving layup. Pressure's on. Eight players in backcourt. Five white jerseys. Five blue ones. Rushi may not get it over in time. Steal by Heitkamp. Heitkamp looks for help. Goes to Brandewee. Open player Hoying. Blew the layup. No good. Rebound knocked out to Fort Loramie.
Redskins have missed many chippies. That was just a miss. I mean, there was nobody around her. 20-20 tie. Tied up at 20. Rushi's had a hard time scoring the last 6 to 7 minutes of this game. Fort Normie's put the clamps on them defensively. But the Redskins can't find the hole with regularity. And we're tied up at 20 with 4:55 to go in the third quarter. First game tonight, won by Marion Local. Neither team played well at all. Flyers beat Mississinewa Valley 40-37. Marion Local awaits this winter at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Northwest Regional Semifinals played last night. Columbus Grove and Convoy Crestview won. Steal by Mesher. Mesher inside the shadow. Hooks it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound volleyball. It's on the rim, backboard. We've got bodies flying. Scrum for it. Arrow. Rushi possession. 4:39 left in the third.
Missed another point blank shot.
A lot of frenetic action, but no production. Still at 20-20. Inbound to York. York 80 feet away. Here comes the double team. Throws it cross court and back court to Haney. And head coach Michael Bayshore gets it. Time out. You feel momentum shifting. 20-20 tie. 4:32 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Yep, Rushi will try to inbound the ball. 10 players in backcourt. Heat applied before Lormie. Rushi under duress. 20-20 tie. 4:25 to go third quarter. And it is Francis who rolls up the right side of the floor. Is trapped at side court. Here comes the double team. Stolen away by Albers. Albers with a theft. Fort Loramie a chance to take the lead. Top of the circle, Jaden Rose. Head coach Carlos Signal barks out of play. 20-20 deadlock. 12 minutes left in this game. 4 to go in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Brandewey. Haney all over her. Brandewey lost the ball momentarily. Scooped back up by Maddie Shadow. Maddie to Rose to Shadow. 25 feet out on the arc. Good defense on the play by Borchers. High left to Mesher. Starts a drive, pulls up, foul line, doesn't shoot. Good half-court defense here by Rushi. 3:35 to go, third quarter, 20-20 tie. Mesher elbow on the left, hits a cutter, Brandewey down the lane. Shot fake, up, no good, foul, Poling. Good delivery by Mesher. Poling on the arm, tagged Brandewey pretty well. Two free throws for Avery. A chance to give Fort Loramie its first lead in this game.
And this will be the first two free throws by the Loramie today.
Foul shot is in and out. No good. That was the first attempt from the stripe for the Redskins?
Yes.
Well,
and I don't think it's been the officiating because they're playing 2-3. They're not pressing. And Loramie's going after him. I think it's been a well-called game.
That's another part of the formula for success against Fort Loramie. Keep them off the line. Second shot by Brandewey. Swish. And the Redskins have the lead. 21-20. 3 minutes, 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mark it down. Beyond the halfway mark of the third, a Brandewey free throw gives the Redskins their first edge. Here's York lobbing left corner. to Borchers. Starts to drive in the lane. Shot blocked. Loose ball. Rebound. Good! What a heads-up play by Ronnie Poling. Poling cleaned up on the inside. Right place, right time. 22-21, Rushi. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Jaden Rose hangs on near midcourt. Defense applied on the play by Addison Chappie. Here's a bad pass by Fort Laramie, intended for Mesher in the middle. It sailed over her head, over Summer Hoyne's head, and off the court of play.
Wow, I know that was just a terrible pass. Let's just be honest. I don't know who the heck she was throwing the ball to.
Rushi up one, 22-21. 2:51 left here in the third quarter. York in backcourt will throw it in. Eight players to the right of the timeline. Here's Addison Chappie, near side. Flips it up ahead on the plate to Celeste Borchers. She bounces a pass into the left corner. Mesher nicks it out of bounds. Tipped it with her fingers. Rushi will throw inside court. 10 feet off the baseline. York, the playmaker. Inbounds to Haney. What a stellar game she's had off the bench for Rushi. Haney to York. York is doubled. Now Haney. Haney back to York, 25 feet away. Pitch and catch. Haney at the elbow. Throws to York. Through her hands. Picked off by Brandon Wee. Down the floor on the play to Jaden Rose. Driving shot. A lot of contact. No good. Loose ball rebound. Mesher foul line. Swishes it. But head coach Carla Siegel had called a timeout.
She shrugged. She goes, what am I going to do?
Negate the basket. Timeout Redskins, who are down one. 2:17 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Yep, after the Fort Loramie timeout, the Redskins seemingly had a real good inbounds play set up. The ball was dropped off in the lane to Avery Brandewee. She had a clear shot at the rim and just simply coughed up the basketball. And then Rushi makes a turnover right in front of us. Fort Loramie gets it back. Down one. A minute 58 to go, third quarter. Rushi scored 6 points in 11 minutes and still leads. Long one, Brandewee, no good. Brandewee follows her shot. 10-footer, no good. Rebound of Rushi. Brandewee is cold. Midcourt Raiders, York off to the right. Rushi up one. Minute 38 to go in the third. Flips it near side to Addison Chappie. Left corner to Haney. On the arc to York for three. Shy of the mark, no good. Good effort by Poling on the rebound as she got just around the edge of the body of Mesher to earn a tie-up and conserve the possession for Rushi. Arrow favors the Raiders. Looked like that was going to be Mesher's board. Well done by Poling. Rushi still up one. Minute 27 to go, third quarter. Here's York lobbing in for Francis. Tipped out of bounds. Far side of the floor off Fort Loramie. 22-21, 1 point lead Raiders. We are very late in the third quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, this game now has topped the first one for a sloppy play.
Yeah, I know. This has not been an exciting night of basketball for regional semifinals. Yeah,
very poor shooting, sloppy performances, handling the ball. Good defense, very tenacious. Rushi clings to a 1-point edge.
1:16 to go in the third. Ball bounced left corner to Haney. Haney can't find the handle. Turned it over. Fort Loramie ball. The teams exchange mistakes.
Well, I said earlier, and I'll say it again, the longer this thing stays this tight, the pressure is all getting on Fort Loramie. The basket looks smaller and smaller.
Here comes Rose to midcourt for the Redskins. Picked up by York, 45 feet away. Ball goes down the left side to Miley Shadow. Off on the plate of Maddie Shadow, who spun herself to the floor, thought she was tripped. The ball touched Marushi, rolled out of bounds. Redskins possession.
She plays so hard, and she has such good moments, but she's kind of out of control tonight.
Baseline right of the rim. Jaden Rose to trigger. Throws to Brandewee at the elbow on the right, pulling all over her, now to measure, back to Brandewee. Here's Rose, 25 feet away, Fort Loramie down one, 52 seconds left, third quarter. Dribble drive, baseline right, very high dribble by the Redskins, who get away with it, foul call, a reach against Rushi.
Yeah,
it's common.
Yeah, the foul was before. She did turn it over, but the foul was first.
48 ticks on the clock, late third quarter. Rushi up one. Ball inbounded, low on the left to Brandewee. Bowling prevents her from shooting. Ball pass to the cutter, Albers right in front. Little five-footer. Oh, she missed it, way short. Rebound, Rushi. Both teams ice cold. Midcourt, Rushi Raiders, over-guarding foul on Rose of Fort Loramie. 33 ticks left to go in the third quarter. Tell you what, Chuck, this is one of those games you could go to the fridge four or five times and not miss a point.
Well, I went to the concession stand, went to the restroom, and now I'm back, and the score is the same.
Biggest lead, Rushi, 16-6. Fort Loramie led briefly by a point in this quarter. It's 22-21 Raiders. Haney's got the ball at the timeline. 28 seconds to go. Brandewee on her. Haney picks up her dribble 35 feet away. And we've got a kicking violation against Fort Loramie. 21 ticks left on the clock in the third quarter. 22-21. Rushi by a point. You heard me right.
Brandewee's got to be careful. She was doing some reaching, and she's got two fouls. She doesn't want to pick up a third here with 19 seconds to go.
Here is Francis at midcourt for Rushi. Starts to drive, foul line, pivots, can't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to a teammate. It's Addison Chaffee. Stolen by Rose. Two on one. Rose, Heitkamp, Rose, layup, good. Into the third quarter. Fort Loramie beat the buzzer. Steal near midcourt. Good two-on-one break. Rose and Heitkamp. Rose on the finish. 23-22 Fort Loramie. We start the final eight in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, there have been a number of great Wise Bridge plays in this game. Claudia Haney, stellar off the bench for Rushi. How about that steal by Fort Loramie, driving layup by Jaden Rose to give the Redskins the lead. That was a big Wise Bridge play of that third period. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to WiseBridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Fort Loramie basketball to start the fourth. Driving layup by Albers. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play by Ronnie Poling.
Wow.
That was super. Outlet to Haney. Cross court to a teammate. Driving layup is good. What a play by Hazel Francis. Rushi right back to take the lead. Here's a long pass down the floor to Hoing. Summer Hoing lays it in. Fort Loramie back on top the one. 25-24 Redskins. 7-12 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Raiders have the ball at midcourt. Will they get it across in time? Deflected by Mesher. Loose ball. Albers all the way down. Scoring! Rushi down three. Tenacious defense by Fort Loramie. Rushi in trouble in backcourt. It's Poling. And we've got a foul. Poling was given a knee, I think, by Brandowick.
No, they called it on Rose. And there was 8 seconds, and she just went up there and bumped her. What a silly foul that was. They were getting ready to get a 10-second call.
Number three on Rose. You're right, Chuck. It was a second or two from a 10-second call. But that's Fort Loramie's game. Harass. And the foul enables Rushi to get a reprieve. Raiders throw it in down three, 27-24, 6:41 left here in the fourth. Ball thrown right corner, Francis. Oh, a pickpocket taken away by Randowee. She fakes right, goes left, into the lane. Foul call in Rushi, and that was a bad call.
She ran into the side of her. That was a bad call.
Fort Loramie gets a break. Brandowee was darting down the floor, got below the foul line, spun, and part of her body simply collided with a Raider who was in position. Ball came loose. Rushi player was stationary, and it should have been a loose ball play on. Fort Loramie gets a break, thrown into Hoing. Redskins up three, 6:26 to go in the fourth. Hoing straight away. Right side pass to Albers. Rushi has scored four field goals in about 16 minutes. Midcourt Rose handcuffed on the play. Here comes a sandwich by Rushi and a foul.
Yeah, they only scored 4 points here in the second half.
And Rushi had 16 points middle of the second quarter. They have scored 8 since. But still down just three. Fort Loramie's got the ball, 27-24 advantage. Brandowee foul line open, 16-footer, rolling around. It won't go. Demonstrative rebound by Poling. In backcourt it goes to York. Up ahead to Addison Chappie. They look down inside for Poling. She catches deep and scores. Well done by the Raiders, 27-26. Fort Loramie up one. Brandowee shovels to Mesher. Loose ball picked up by Hoing. Left corner jump shot short. Rebound pinball to Mesher. In the lane. 10-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound Rushi over the back on Fort Loramie. Redskin shots simply not going in.
No, those were shots that they're going to make during the regular season. They surely did. But, boy, the basket's just getting smaller and smaller on them.
Credit the Raiders' defense. It has been stingy. As good a defensive game as anybody has played against Fort Loramie this year. 27 points for Fort Loramie, which leads by one. Here's Rushi in the half court. Faith York turns her body. A Fort Loramie player slaps her on the arm.
That was on pressure.
Three fouls on the Redskins, two on the Raiders here in the fourth. Fort Loramie clings to a one-point lead, 27-26. 5:24 to go in the game. Below the rim, York lobs in to Poling, foul line. On a weave to Addison Chappie. Baseline left to Haney. Haney carved out space in the lane. Banks it, missed it. Rebound Poling, no. Body on the floor, foul. And Poling will shoot two. Orani Poling has been a tower of strength on the glass. She and Haney have been dynamite on the inside for Rushi. Poling shooting two free throws for the lead. It's good. 27-27.
She's an excellent free throw shooter.
5:12 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie had a lead of three. Now Rushi a chance to take it back. Second fast shot for Poling. Dips the knees. Four dribbles. Floats it up and soft touch. She's got it. Front rim, backboard. It trickled through. Redskins down a point. 28-27. Jaden Rose behind the arc with 5 minutes to go. Foul line to Summer Hoyne. She puts it on the deck. Ball thrown on the play to Maddie Shadow. Shadow 25 feet away. Looks for help. Goes to Brandewee. Brandewee to the foul line. Back to the basket. Hand off to Rose on the arc. Good defense by Rushi. Here's Brandewee against Poling. Ball dealt right wing. Shadow driving. Scores!
Gee whiz.
What a play by Maddie Shadow.
Gutsy play by a freshman, wasn't it?
Woo-wee. Ninth grader. Boy, did she dazzle. Maddie Shadow took the pass from Brandewee, and she willed her way outside the lane, down the right side, on the run, motoring to the basket. Don't think she could see it. Banked it. Was tagged on the arm to give Fort Loramie the lead back. 29-28. Here's Maddie Shadow to extend the lead to two. It is no good. Much too hard. Rebound down to Rushi. 4:32 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up one. Down the left side, it's Francis. Francis spins into the top of the key. Hand off to Poling. Poling 25 feet away, right corner, Borchers. Borchers, oh, she's tied up. Brandewee reaches in and causes the jump. Arrow Rushi. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go in this game. Fort Loramie 29, Rushi 28. Redskins timeout. Redskins timeout. Time in for this on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
So many thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, your family salon. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Owner and stylist, Deb Dubo. Oh, steal! Ariel Heitkamp swiped it, went down the floor, all the way to the rim, and blew it. Wide open, gimme layup. Fort Loramie missed it and then fouled. Rushi possession, down a point, 29-28. Cutaway Styling Salon, it's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. That was foul number five on Fort Loramie in the quarter. And Rushi shoots two, down by a point. Heitkamp missed the gimme, driving layup no good. And the Redskins, in their anxiety, fouled in trying to track down the loose ball. Free throw by Rushi, up and in. Raiders have tied the game back up at 29. Second free throw for Rushi for the lead. It is up, it dips in, dips out, no good. Shot was missed on the play by Addison Chappie. Fort Loramie got the board. Down the floor to Albers. 4 minutes left, we're tied. 29 all. They clear out for Albers. She drives on Borchers beneath the rim, and her shot hit the backboard. She didn't clear the glass. Rushi snatched it, pulling up the near side. Poling fires up ahead to Haney. 29-29 deadlock. 3:39 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 25 feet away on the left, it's Addison Chappie out to Poling, picked up by Mesher. Gives it up on the right wing to Celeste Porchers. Now to Haney. Haney on the arc. Puts it on the deck. Dribble drive. Haney dropped the ball. It's loose. Randoey's got it for Fort Loramie. 3:16 to go. We're going to the wire. Up ahead to Mesher. Mesher pivots around Haney. Driving layup with the left hand. Short. Good defense by Rushi. Big board by Poling. 3 minutes to go in the game. Tied at 29. Dribbling down the left side is Rushi, and the ball is pried loose. It's shaken away by the Redskins. It's tied up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
15 turnovers by the Raiders in the second half.
And still, believe it or not, tied. 13 points by Rushi in about 20 minutes. And the Raiders are still tied up with Fort Loramie, which has missed a bundle of close-in shots. Nearly a double, almost a double dribble by Rose. At midcourt, the ball is loose. Rushi gets it and gets a timeout. 29-29 tie. 2:46 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Gratitude to a number of Rushi sponsors with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, including A&M Pallet, about which we'll speak in just a minute. 2:41 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi ball, Raiders half court. Game tied at 29. Here's Borchers on the arc. Throws that inside to Poling. She's double teamed. Ball is popped in the air. Stolen by Fort Loramie. 2:26 to go. Turnover, Rushi. Fort Loramie's got the ball at the timeline. It's Rose. Down the right side, it goes to Shadow. Shadow chucks up a three. She was fouled. No call. Rebound in the lane, Fort Loramie. Shot no good. Redskins get the ball back and call a timeout. What an odd sequence there. Shadow was walloped on the forearm.
Absolutely. And then Brandoey, who is probably, she didn't win the district player of the year, but she was the district player of the year, missed a two-footer. Nobody around her, laid it off the front of the rim.
Hey, don't forget A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. Today, A&M serves 200 businesses all across Ohio. We specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids and give them a second life. Hey, if you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. And say if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level jobs available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook at A&M Pallet or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Go Raiders. A&M Pallet.
2:12 to go, fourth quarter, 29-all tie. Fort Laramie inbounds, deep right corner. It is Maddie Shadow on a weave, out back to bring it away. We are at the two-minute mark. And here is a foul on Francis. Three steps from the timeline. Only the fourth on the Raiders, not shooting. Now keep in mind, every foul from here on results in shots taken by both teams. Inbound to Mesher, back to Brandewey. To Mesher at the elbow on the right. Good defense, Rushi. To Brandewey out near midcourt to Rose. Rose guarded by the lanky Hazel Francis. Brandewey 25 feet away. Right wing, it goes to Shadow. Baseline doesn't shoot. They look inside for Mesher, can't find her. Here's Summer Hoyne. A drive, a shot. Good! Summer Hoyne. That was strong. She took the pass about 20 feet out on the floor, was determined to get to the rim, and made it with the left hand. A minute 20 to go. Fort Laramie up 2, 31-29. Rushi in the half court, it's Francis. She's bottled up, throws it to a teammate. Tipped, out of bounds, off Rushi.
Well, there was a lot of contact that time for that not being a foul.
It was touched last by the Raiders.
It definitely was, but there was some body before that.
It was kind of a 50-50 ball. Ref said, go have at it.
They have called just the opposite. They really called everything tight in the first half, and now they're kind of letting them bang. But you got to understand that. That's how it's being called. That's how you got to play.
Again, keep in mind, every foul means free throws from here on. 68 seconds to go in the game. Fort Laramie up 2, 31-29. Midcourt, Victoria Mesher. Hand off to Hoyne. Hoyne's got it. High left to Jaden Rose. Rose hangs on. Rushi checking tightly. Now Brandewey 35 feet out. Fort Laramie may not shoot anything but free throws or a layup if they get it. Here's Brandewey. Open player low on the right. It's Shadow. She coughed up the ball. She lost it. Saved it right to a Rushi player. Here come the Raiders with 35 to go. Down two. Here's a drive of Francis. Bobbled it. Got it back. Head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. 31.5 remaining. Redskins up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, here's the all-important timeout situation. None remaining for Rushi. One for Fort Laramie. 31.5 to go. Every foul results in free throws. Rushi down two. 31-29. 31 seconds to go in the game. Ball thrown inbounds to Addison Chappie on the arc. Addison on the bounce, 35 feet away. They spread the floor. Addison still dribbles. Picked up by Albers. High left, it goes to Celeste Borchers. Oh, they screen. Left wing. Chappie's three in the air. Short. Rebound Hoyne. Foul. We go the other way.
I think Brandewey got a fingertip on that shot because I'll tell you, she's a good shooter. That was a good look for them.
I would agree with you. I think Avery Brandewey filed her nails just long enough to get a tip end of a finger on that three ball by Chappie from the left corner. It fell short, nearly stuck between the rim and the backboard there by the flange. Fell into the lap of Summer Hoyne, who makes the free throw. 32-29, Fort Laramie.
This would make it a two-possession game. You like to see a senior step up like this. Summer Hoing got the big bucket that gave Fort Laramie the two-point lead. The free throw's in and out. No good. Long rebound. Albers! Fort Laramie's got it. Foul, Rushi. 11 seconds to go. Alert play by Addison Chappie, who committed the personal. At the line for Fort Laramie, Jaden Rose. Rose has a chance to ice this thing, Chuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Three-point lead, Redskins. Two free throws. Oh, she barely got it there.
Man, I'm telling you, the pressure right on these girls right now is incredible.
11.1 to go. Three-point lead, Fort Laramie. Second shot, Jaden Rose. Twist! Fort Laramie leads by four. 33-29. Rushi's out of timeouts. That is significant. Quickly down the right side, Addison Chappie. High arching 30-footer. Short. Rebound, Brandewee. Over. Fort Laramie survives like Marion Local survived. It's the Shelby County Athletic League, Fort Laramie, against the MAC Marion Local in the regional championship. What a tremendous effort by the Rushi Raiders. Rushi scored 13 points, believe it or not, in the last 22 minutes of this game and still was in it until the final few ticks off the clock. What a tremendous head coaching job of Michael Bayshore, head man of Rushi.
Yeah, he did a terrific job. They played their zone well. They were prepared for Laramie's half-court pressure, and they did a real nice job of handling it. They turned it over 17 times in the second half, and that was the difference.
17
in the second half.
In the final two quarters. Yep. I joked at the end of the first half when they committed just seven. I made the remark that most teams commit 17 in a half, not seven. Well, yep. Rushi did
well,
that.
You were a soothsayer.
Rushi did that in the final two quarters.
Yeah, they did.
33-29, Fort Laramie survives, and you can italicize that word, survives, put it in bold, put it in quotes. That what it was. That's what it was. They hung on to nip Rushi before 33-29. Summer Hoing with a terrific driving layup. Made a clutch free throw as well, did Summer Hoing. Jaden Rose made a foul shot there at the end. Those final 4 points were the difference in Fort Laramie's victory over Rushi by four in this game here tonight. Meaning that Fort Laramie takes on Marion Local. The two clubs played late in the regular season at Fort Laramie, and the Redskins won that game big by a score of 53-30. Marion Local played well through the middle third of the game. Fort Laramie dominated the first third in the final stretch. Never know, could be entirely different on Saturday afternoon at 2. Both teams will try to make an about face, so to speak. Neither club, neither winning team played well at all here today. Marion Local surviving, Fort Laramie surviving. Marion Local 1-3, Fort Laramie 1-4, each winning by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah.
Whew. Chuck will return in just a few minutes and close this out. Big crowd on hand, tight games, a lot of fun. Terrific excitement, and Marion Local and Fort Laramie come out winners by an eyelash. Back in a few on scorersbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market. market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
33-29 Fort Loramie nips Rushi. Rushi Raiders, Chuck, led probably, what, 85% of the game?
Yeah.
Maybe close to 90. Rushi was still in it right to the finish, even though Fort Loramie's defense thwarted Rushi over the last 22 minutes of this contest. During that span, Rushi could muster just 13 points. Fort Loramie couldn't hit. And Rushi turned it over enough in that second half to enable Fort Loramie to sneak ahead in the closing seconds of this game and pull it out by 4. You mentioned it, Chuck. Rushi's zone was really good. The interior defense of the Raiders was excellent. Fort Loramie missed close-in shot after close-in shot. Just one of those games where all the young ladies here today felt so much pressure. Regional semifinals at stake, a berth in a regional championship on Saturday, and that means state final 4
right.
is on the line. And all four teams played, I think, much poorer than they anticipated. But simply put, it's that time of year when you don't necessarily put your best foot forward.
Well,
you play good defense. Yeah. You hope the other team doesn't put its best foot forward either. And defense wins games. Ball handling wins games. Free throws win games. And shooting from the field suffers, as it did all day long here today at Vandalia Butler.
Well, I think Saturday's game will be a better basketball game. I think some of the nerves will be gone.
Right.
But Rushi scored 9 points in the second half. You're not going to win too many games scoring 9 points. And still, with 14 seconds to go to hit that last free throw, they were still in the basketball game. So give them credit.
Yep. Take a look at the scoring. Rushi had some good games from two or three players. Fort Loramie's high point getter had, what, 6? Is that right?
Yeah, they had 6. Well, if you go to the other side, Poling had 10, and then Haney had 6. And then you drop down that York had 3, Addison Chappie had 3, Jayla Chappie had 3, Borchers had 2, and Francis only had 2 in the game. I think I only saw her take maybe 2 shots in the whole game. On the other side, for Loramie, they had 6 out of Mesher, 6 out of Brandewee, 5 from Maddie Shadow, and 5 from Miley Shadow. Miley Shadow had a 5-point second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't play in the second half. 4 points for Hoing had 5, 4 for Albers, 3 for Jaden Rose. And I'm going to go with Ronnie Poling, her last game for Rushi, and boy, she was terrific, especially defensively.
Yep.
And then on the other side, I'm going to go with Victoria Mesher.
Two good choices, Chuck. 33-29, 4-point winner at Fort Loramie over Rushi in a thriller, 40-37 earlier. Marion Local edged Mississinewa Valley. This segment of our broadcast is brought to you by Clancy's.
on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, it's definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And don't forget, 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty. Big savings on white and gray shaker cabinets. One half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like Jackson Center Pro Hardware on Facebook. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy. And Barker Insurance, longtime sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. It's been one of the most valued agencies in the area forever, tailoring insurance plans perfectly for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. To find out how Barker can help you with your insurance needs, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Rushi girls conclude the season 14-11. Chuck, a mighty good 14-11 after a start of 3-4. Rushi won 8 of its last 11 and took Fort Loramie to the wire here today before losing. Raiders fall 4 shy of the Redskins, 33-29. Rushi, a young club under first-year head coach Michael Bayshore, Carly Scott, who was injured and could not get on the court. She is a senior. Ronnie Poling, dynamite career for her, stellar campaign. Great season for Ronnie, who excelled here today. She is a senior. Lacey Flippo, a senior. Jayla Shappi, a senior. And that's it. Those are the seniors for the Rushi Raiders. Understatement to say Rushi will be mighty strong next year and could contend with Fort Loramie for the SCAL championship.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, they were second this year. I mean, they're going to have to replace Poling. I think Haney's going to have to get in the weight room, put a little more weight on, because she's going to have to be stronger in there. But it was just a terrific
great job.
Coaching job. I thought that they handled the pressure early. They didn't turn it over. They knew exactly how they wanted to attack the Loramie trap. And in the first half, they did a great job. Second half, not so much. But I'll tell you what they did the entire game is play defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, defense was the standard here today, that's for sure, both games.
and had quite a few turnovers, more than we expected. Credit the nerves for that. The poor shooting, jitters as well. In the end, Fort Loramie just made enough steals and got a couple easy baskets that Rushi couldn't afford giving up in that second half, especially Summer Hoying. Dynamite driving shot late in the game to get the two-point lead, then made a free throw. Rose hit a foul shot to stretch it to four.
Yep. Hoying had not really done too much in the first three quarters, but the senior stepped up in the fourth quarter, and she did an outstanding job. And like I said, I think that Saturday there won't be as many nerves, and I think it's going to be a better played basketball game.
Congratulations to head coach Carla Siegel and her Fort Loramie Redskins, who advance on to a regional championship game on Saturday afternoon at 2 versus Marion Local. We are on the air at 1:20 for that regional championship. And don't forget, we will scurry on down to the UD Arena after that game on Saturday afternoon to bring you Jackson Center Layman Catholic. Let's hope our girls game is not an OT because we are going to be pushing it to get on the air by halftime.
Yep.
And then on Saturday night, tip off at 8, on the air at 7:20. Rushi against Cincinnati College Prep District Championship from the UD Arena. Again, Jackson Center, Layman Catholic, tip at 6, or I should say at 4. Hopefully we'll be on the air by maybe 4:30.
That'd be nice.
Keep our fingers crossed.
We'll hustle.
And we've got regional championship action all day long around the state in girls D4. In Northwest Ohio, Columbus Grove plays favored Convoy Crestview. That game is at 1 on Saturday afternoon. In Northeast Ohio and Southeast Ohio, the regional title games in girls D4 are Saturday night. So many thanks to our online listeners here today. Big crowd at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm sure we had an enormous throng, a great audience joined online for our broadcast of two games. Marion Local victorious by 3-40-37 over Mississinewa Valley, and Fort Loramie survives against Rushi, final score 33-29. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good day from here at Vandalia Butler on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigam in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigam is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.